May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Technology can be both terrific, but also terrifying. It's terrific because it enhances our lives in countless ways. You can find anything on the internet, from homily podcasts posted on Facebook to how to make the perfect martini in a YouTube video. By the way, do not listen to homilies and operate heavy machinery. It could be hazardous to your health. On the other hand, technology also remembers and records everything that you do on the internet. Each one of your keystrokes, every one of your searches, all your idle browsing, looking for interesting cat videos. It's all stored somewhere. And just because you hit the delete button doesn't erase anything completely. That's what I mean when I say that technology is both terrific but also terrifying. In the gospel today, Jesus explains that God too knows and sees everything. Jesus warns, there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. But Jesus adds that this should be a cause of comfort for us, not of anxiety. He says, even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. In other words, like modern technology, God knows everything and never forgets anything that we say or do. But unlike technology, God stores and saves everything we do because He loves us and wants us to be infinitely happy. Technology only wants to make the people who made technology happy. My friends, how do you feel about the fact of losing your privacy? Most Americans don't like it. We like our privacy. We believe we have a right to privacy. The U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis once said, "The right to privacy is the right to be left alone." We like to be left alone as Americans. But folks, we do not have any right
to be left alone from God. That's like saying a toddler has a right to be left alone from his or her parents, which is nonsense. Technology is a little terrifying because it has invaded our so-called right to privacy. But maybe that's not all bad, because it reminds us that God was always there watching everything we say and do in private already. It's not the growth of technology that we should be worried about, but rather how we behave in private. No one has a right to be left alone from God. Praised be Jesus Christ.